So it looks like the weather's been cooperating in Ferguson, Missouri, to help quell the protesters somewhat, although on a smaller scale, some protests have been continuing, marches to the police department, etc. There is still talk about a federal investigation, or a federal investigation is still going on regarding Officer Wilson. And I'm sure the networks are all trying to bid, even though Stephanopoulos got the first interview, to spend some time with the officer. I'm sure Wilson's attorneys are telling him, cool it in the media, he's done one interview, and let's sit back and see. I'm not sure about Eric Holder and the Justice Department. I don't really trust them to lay back and watch and look at this case the way that it should be looked at, because there obviously is a race element to it. There is no doubt that race relations when it comes to police and minorities in the United States are something to be looked at. But also something to be looked at is a quiet time now. The businesses, the Toys R Us's and the others that have suffered in Ferguson because of the so-called thugs, protesters, criminals, whatever you want to call them, now need to get their lives back. Michael Brown's life was taken, it looks like justifiably, by the officer. Now the lives and the livelihoods of these businesses don't need to be taken from them because of some thugs that want to make a name for themselves. Well, I guess we'll see what happens. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.